This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
The United Nations will host leaders from around the world for a global summit on climate change on September 23, 2014, in New York City. The UN Secretary General wants to use this opportunity to seriously reduce global warming pollution. In preparation for the summit, the people will march. Sunday morning, thousands of people will flood the streets of New York to demand that these world leaders invest in a new, clean energy economy. The People's Climate March will tell the story of climate change through six themes. In support of the march, Heritage Radio Network is doing a series of interviews addressing each one of these themes. For this theme, we're focusing on the answers. We're on the line with Mark Eisman. Mark Eisman is the senior attorney for the National Resource Defense Council. Mark is one of the top experts on climate change. With over 20 years of experience in the NRDC on climate change and energy efficiency issues, he is also the co-author of the New York Environment book. So Mark, there's been a lot of buzz about the climate change with the march and the UN summit coming up. This has brought up a lot of questions on what we can actually do to curb the changes to our planet. Of course, we can go to the march, we can recycle, we can eat local. But I wanted to ask you, while I have such an expert on the line, what things we can do in our daily life that you think are the most effective?
Well, I think one thing that's important to do is to stay engaged. We can come back to the things you can do, like recycling, but staying involved, staying in touch with the groups that have organized this march. There's more than 1,100, and being on their listservs and going to their websites, and so there's going to be a lot of important work that has to be done after the march. And what the march is really showing is that if we're really going to tackle climate change, it's not just going to come from Washington or our leaders, it's going to come from the people, and that's why it's called the People's Climate March. And so we're entering a new era of environmental engagement. So that's the first thing that people should do. And as you point out, there are plenty of things people can do in their daily life. One thing I thought I would just highlight today is food and agriculture. When we think of climate change, we often think of power plants and cars and trucks. But food and ag is actually one of the largest contributors of climate change pollution in the world. Actually, up to 30% of climate change is caused by food and ag, 30%. So we can look for ways to really address this problem through having a better food system. And one way that people can do that, for example, is eating less meat. I don't want to throw around too many numbers, but livestock production accounts for 70% of all agricultural land use in the world. Eating less and better raised meat is one significant way that you can reduce the footprint, the carbon footprint of that overall food and ag box or wedge. You can also be looking to support regional and sustainable farmers. Find out how the food that you're eating is being grown and raised, and look for food that is sustainable. Not all of it is going to come from local and regional. There's a lot of great sustainable food that comes from other parts of the country or even the world. But becoming educated and asking questions and looking at the labels and understanding the food you're eating, because there's going to be more and more information out there about the climate change impacts of your food, and you can make choices to reduce that. So in the food sector alone, you can make a big difference, and it's a big wedge in the climate change problem.
So would you say it's more about sort of the size of the farm and the practices they use than the proximity to where you are?
Well, like sort of proximity alone is not an indicator per se. You could have a farm very close that's doing a lot of bad things, and you could have farms farther away that are doing great things. But there are a lot of regional farmers here in the New York region, for example, that really care and really want to do the right thing. And most farms in the United States and around the world are actually small farmers. And so there's a lot of effort among these smaller farmers to have less impact on the earth and do things in a more sustainable way. So it's great to support regional farmers, but you want to make sure too that that they're raising the food and growing the food in a way that can reduce climate change and overall help the environment.
The United Nations Summit on Climate Change represents a great opportunity for world leaders to take a stand on our climate future. We hope the summit's participants will be both bold and visionary in their work. Join Heritage Radio Network and over 1,400 other organizations at the People's Climate March on Sunday, September 21st, 2014, to demand that the world's governments devote their resources to combating climate change. Visit peoplesclimate.org to learn more. This is Eliza Lair reporting for heritageradionetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.